100.7 WHUD, Mike and Casey in the morning, 3 a.m. Matchbox 20, Friday at 8:46.
And Javier Colon was the very first winner of NBC's The Voice back in 2011. The Connecticut native is appearing at an outdoor concert a week from tomorrow, Saturday the 29th of August, at Ridgefield Playhouse. We caught up with Javier playing a round of golf in Massachusetts and reminiscing about 9 years ago.
You know, it seems like it was yesterday in certain aspects, but then, you know, when I look at the show and I watch the show on television, I think to myself, like, I can't believe it. I won this show. It's the weirdest thing, but it's still an amazing feeling and something I'm very proud of.
Okay, so the Ridgefield Playhouse loves you, and they've had you there several times, and you're going to be back Saturday, August 29th at an outdoor event. Does that change your performance in any way, the fact that it's outside?
You know, for me, I don't think so. I think it's going to be, you know, listen, I'm just so excited to be able to perform in front of an actual live audience. My last performance in front of a live audience, like, you know, a big live audience, was, you know, beginning of March. And, you know, since then, actually, one thing that I was really happy to be asked to do is I got to sing for the Nurses Week, the nurses at Hartford Hospital, in the middle of the craziness of the pandemic. They took Nurse Appreciation Week, and I got to go out and sing three songs for them, you know, when all of us everywhere were thanking nurses online and trying to show our support. To be able to be there in person and sing for them and bring them some joy was really meaningful to me. And aside from that, that was, you know, really the only performance that I've done. So I'm so excited to get out and perform in front of people and give people kind of a break, you know, just to kind of make things feel somewhat normal again. So I'm looking forward to it. I sang "Rise Up" by Audra Day, which is I think a great theme song for our nurses and doctors and first responders. So that was one of the anthems that I sang for them, which I was told they appreciated, which I'm happy about.
Speaking of anthems, it was just last July at Ridgefield Playhouse, out on the field that you're going to perform on later this month. You did the national anthem before the Bernie Williams All-Star softball game, and you could hear a pin drop. That was one of the best ones I've ever heard.
Thank you, my guy. That was fun. That was my first time playing in Bernie's event. And that was such a good time. I used to play baseball in high school, and so anytime I get to suit up in some way and swing a bat and put a glove on, it makes me happy. So that was super fun. I guess we're not doing it this year. Hopefully we'll get back to doing that next year.
All right, Javier, you're coming to town. What would you like the people to know about what you're going to perform for them and how you're going to take the stage?
You know, it's going to be an intimate night. It's just going to be me and my guitar. I'm going to tell stories. I'm going to sing you some songs from my time on The Voice. I'll sing some songs from some of my albums. I'll sing some songs, you know, from some of my influences. You know, James Taylor's a huge influence on me, so I'll probably sing some of his, at least one of his, maybe. And it's going to be a nice night of storytelling and song, and try to, you know, give people a break from the reality that we've been living in lately, and just kind of give you some space to just enjoy some music and relax. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Terrific, Javier. Go play some golf, will you please?
Wow.
Off he went.
Wow, what a nice guy.
Yeah, and he really is so talented. He really did one of the best anthems I've ever heard. And if you saw him on The Voice, you fell in love with him.
Sure.
It was a few years ago now, but he's still got the great voice and the great personality. And we got two tickets for some lucky listener to go see him a week from tomorrow, the 29th, at Ridgefield Playhouse.
It's so great that we're taking these little steps towards live concerts again. And caller 7, you are the winner. Two tickets for Javier Colon, Saturday the 29th, 7 p.m. at Ridgefield Playhouse. Good luck.
1-877-274-9483. Give us a call. Caller number 7. You're going to the concert.